very cool, and I'm happy about it, and I can't do anything but smile. Excited to get out to practice today.
What kind of were your emotions as you walk through and start to see your locker, and do you feel like you're like a freshman all over again?
Not exactly. I think I just plan to use some of the things that I learned in college to help me be successful here. Be open to advice and just kind of soak in as much information as you can.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you think you bring with you to this next level that are going to stand you good?
Hard work and, like I said, being like an information sponge. Anytime somebody has some advice to give you, take it and try to use it to be successful.
They call this rookie orientation camp. What do you feel you need to get oriented on about the NFL game?
Just how they do things here in Green Bay. A lot of times people try to take how they did things, where they came from, and implement them into a system. Well, no, that's not how it works. You have to come into the system and kind of, become the system, not expecting the system to become you.
South Florida's not necessarily a pipeline to the NFL. Are you properly prepared to come to this level and contribute in your mind?
If I'm not properly prepared, I'll be prepared, and I'll learn whatever I need to learn to get to the position I need to get to.
You come in. What do you know about this football team, Sam? What are you looking to do? Special teams, get in there, get some reps? What are you looking for?
Everything that I can do to, help, not just physically, but, socially as well. If I can help this team and help the community, I'll do whatever it takes. I'm just trying to put myself in the best position to contribute to this program.
Are you ready? I'm in South Florida. Are you ready for some of these Green Bay winners? Has anybody talked to you about getting a long coat, getting some jacket, getting some gloves, some scarves?
It's just snow. That's all it is. It's just snow.
But there's not that much snow in South Florida.
Yeah, it's all right. It ain't that much sun in Green Bay. I'll be all right.
Yeah, good luck with that. So as you get started here, what are you looking to focus on as you get there? You say be an information sponge. Mm-hmm. How do you think you work in what you know of this scheme so far?
Right. Cover three will always be cover three, so you just got to kind of take the schemes and try to compare it to what you did in college and be able to, take as much as you know from football already and just try to, try to use it here. I'm just looking to learn as much as I can and, do everything right, be on time and be in the place I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there.
What are some of your strengths in your game?
Some of the strengths, I guess versatility and hard work, just being a sideline guy.
Do you feel the special teams, because Mike McCarthy loves special teams guys, mm-hmm. You think that might be, get a smile on your face a little bit just talking about that, maybe one of your ways to make this ball club and make an impact?
No doubt.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Sam, do you think you'll start out inside? Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that where your natural position is?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right there, all through college?
Yes, sir. Inside and outside, all through college.
You do play some outside?
Yes, sir.
In a 4-3?
Yes, sir.
Do you think there's an opportunity here? They're a little thin inside, but they haven't lost some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that?
I've noticed it. I think the wise thing to do is definitely be a little bit knowledgeable of the program you're coming into, just kind of looking at the depth chart, traditions that, Green Bay is known for or whatnot. But, if it's an opportunity, I'm going to try to run into a full-fledged and take advantage of it.